This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Diplomats at the United Nations predict that a revised Security Council resolution on Iraq will have broad support when delegates vote on it today. The co-sponsors of the resolution made slight changes to the text yesterday, hoping to overcome objections from France and Russia. Both have veto power on the Council. France seems ready to support the resolution, which gives Iraq a final chance to meet UN demands on disarmament. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The 15 Security Council members met yesterday morning to discuss the text that the United States and Britain had presented on Wednesday. The text had been changed to address concerns expressed most forcefully by Russia and France that the language in the resolution could be used as a pretext by the United States to go to war against Iraq. But France and Russia complained that the language was still too ambiguous. A few alterations were made in the text, and the Council met again late in the day. When the session ended, U.S. Ambassador to the UN, John Negroponte, made this announcement.
The plan is to vote on this resolution, followed by explanations of vote by those delegations that wish to do so. My sense is, from the meetings we've been having in the last few days and the meeting we had just now, that there is broad support for the resolution that we will be bringing with our co-sponsor, the United Kingdom.
British Ambassador to the UN, Jeremy Greenstock, says only two words were changed, but apparently it was enough for France. A French diplomat who asked not to be identified says France is totally satisfied. The diplomat said the changes meet French objections about the automatic use of force, what's come to be called automaticity. The revised text, according to the diplomat, also preserves a clear role for the Security Council in the event that Iraq does not cooperate. The Russian ambassador, Sergei Lavrov, seemed less enthusiastic.
We have heard the latest amendments. We have heard answers to questions whether this language takes care of the problem of automaticity. We got explanations that neither of the co-sponsors interprets the language as containing automatic use of force, and we would be reporting this to our capitals.
Syria openly expressed disappointment that suggestions by Damascus concerning the text had been ignored, as well as Syria's request that the vote be put off until Monday. Faisal Mekdad is Syria's deputy ambassador to the United Nations.
We wanted this time to consult with Arab countries, mainly in Cairo, where Arab foreign ministers are going to meet on Saturday and Sunday. Unfortunately, this was not taken. Frankly speaking, we shall refer all this information to Damascus.
The resolution warns Iraq of serious consequences if it fails to cooperate fully with UN demands for disarmament. In a news conference yesterday, President Bush made clear that the consequences could include the use of force against the regime of Saddam Hussein.
That should we have to use troops, should it become a necessity in order to disarm him, the United States, with friends, will move swiftly, with force, to do the job.
That is just what worries some diplomats here in New York. Late yesterday, no one would predict the final vote, except to say they expected a consensus in favor of the resolution. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.